We know that we right now have organisations, we have people at foot preparing for their first exports. These will most likely be by air. We expect that this trade will grow then over a period of time. And I hope that over a decade, we'll head towards a million head a year. But we would expect to start off, obviously, with slow numbers, 10 to 40,000 in that bracket.
Why is the first shipment of cattle from Australia to China going to be air freighted?
It's around about 1% of all our live exports go by air. This is a process that allows basically you to test the supply chain. It allows in a niche market to be delivered. It basically is more and more we're moving product by air, and this allows immediate transport, you know, within one day of product from Australia into China. I think we'll see more of this in the future.
Is that going to be the norm into China, or that's
no,
just for the trial trial shipment?
It'll be a process that's been there into a whole range of markets. It won't be the norm. It'll be a very, very small part of the market, but it is, you know, it's a vital part of the market. It's certainly vital in testing the market. We expect that this is a sign of the enthusiasm that is out there to get this trade going and get started.
And when will that first trial shipment take place?
It'll take place as soon as the SCAS process, the Export Supply Chain Assurance System process, has been formalised, that we know that where these cattle are going, that we have a closed loop to try and make sure the animal welfare issues are dealt with as best as we can. Noting that Australia is the only nation on earth that has an export supply chain assurance scheme, and this puts us at the forefront. So many people have a go at us over animal welfare issues. There are over 100 nations on earth that export live animals. We're the only nation that has this process in place to look after, in a better way, the animal husbandry requirements.
When we spoke a month ago, the time frame was sort of around about a six-month time frame for that first shipment. Are we? Has the significance of this signature, China's signature on this agreement today, has that sped things up a little bit more?
Yes. Well, for our part and my department and with my staff, which I'm very proud of, and the Department of Agriculture, we're making sure that we move things as quickly as possible. Our job is to try and make sure that as quickly as possible we start bringing money back into the Australian economy to somewhat mitigate against the downfall in the price of coal and the price of iron ore. We've got to find other products for our nation to export. This meat, whether it's bovine, whether it's cattle, whether it's sheep, whether it's goat, whether it's camel, whether it's pork, and in vegetable proteins such as chickpeas into India, this is all part of our job on behalf of our nation to make sure that we get a fair return.
So all the cattle health protocol agreements that were outlined a month ago when this deal was first announced, that is exactly what China has signed off on today?
China has signed off on our agreement. So they don't sign off on part of the agreement, they sign off on the agreement. Noting that their process of signing off does not mean that they've now signed off on that they've complied with all the SCAS requirements. That is in the remit of the exporter, of people such as Elders, people such as LSS, to make sure that when they supply, it's within the ambit of the SCAS system.
And coincidentally, Western Australia's Wellard, the live exporter, has entered into a formal joint venture with Chinese group Falida, which has been announced today. This is to supply and market Australian cattle and beef into China, and as part of that plan to build a series of feedlots and abattoirs. Another significant step in the first trial shipment, I guess.
Yes, this goes to show you the sort of investment and enthusiasm that's in the protein market. I say the protein market because it's not just cattle. It's a whole range of bovine protein, which is cattle, ovine, sheep, caprine, goats. All these forms of animal protein are at a premium. And quite rightly, people on both sides of the equation, the Australian side and the Chinese side, can see themselves making money out of this. And that's what drives commerce. Our job is to try and make do the very best we possibly can for the Australian economy and for the Australian people, and the benefactor being also the person standing behind the farm gate, those mum and dads on the property who we want to make sure get a decent return. And we have now record cattle prices. They've never been higher. And I want to make sure that that is sustainable into the long term. It's all part of our overall plan to build up the Australian agricultural asset so that we have a stronger economic base in our nation.
Well, there's certainly been some interest in the protein industry here in Western Australia in recent weeks, with some of Australia's or WA's rich list business people putting their hand in their pocket and buying up cattle properties in the Kimberley and the Gascoyne. What do you make of that?
People who have made money in their life generally have a whole range of differences, but one thing they have in common is that they're astute. And so when people who have been a success in other parts of their life know full well from their own observations that the protein market is a good place to invest, then they do. So whether it's Harold Mitchell, or it's whether it's Gina Reinhardt, or whether it's Andrew Forrest, whether it's Stanbroke Pastoral Company, the Manigatsos, these people get ahead in life because they've got their head screwed on and they know where they need to be to make a dollar. Now, my call also is to Australian superannuation funds. That gives all Australian mums and dads in workplaces across our nation the opportunity to also be a part of this process. And I say the asset managers of the superannuation fund, you know, smell the roses. This is now happening and we need to be in this space, and you need to invest in this space for your superannuation fund members. It is a smart place to be. And I say to the mums and dads on the land, we are going to do our very best to maintain this into the long term so that you have a long cash flow window, a long cash flow future, and this gives you the capacity to have confidence in going forward.
Barnaby Joyce, thanks for being part of the WA Country Hour today.